Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our calls to worship, we have begun at the beginning of this year while walking through the book of Ezra. And there's so many lessons that can be learned from this chapter that we're going to be in today. I wish we could have time to do it, but I'm just going to choose a few things. At the very beginning of this chapter, the children of Israel have come back with Zerubbabel and Ezra back to the land. And they are met by a group of people in Judah that want to associate with them. I want you to listen to the language here, and then we will just share a couple of thoughts. Now, when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity builded the temple unto the Lord God of Israel, then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto them, "Let us build with you." But doesn't that sound positive? Let us build with you. For we seek your God as ye do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Asher, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, "Ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, hath commanded us." Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building. He goes on into further detail how they hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose. Isn't that amazing that Zerubbabel and Jeshua had the foresight to see right through what was happening? And yet today, in churchianity, we cannot see through the wiles of the devil. Interesting, in one of our meetings that we had this week, there was a gentleman that spoke up, and he was talking about how that we needed to widen our base, and we had to reach out to some of the groups we may disagree with. And afterward, I had a discussion with another gentleman that came up to me and said, "What did you think about what they said?" I said, "I don't think much about it, and I'll tell you why. Because there are a lot of people that say, 'We're with you,' and they'll use all that. We're right beside you." I said, you'll notice this principle. They'll work themselves in, and then they work themselves up. Okay? This is how the devil works. This is how compromise works. They work themselves in, but they're never to just be content to come in. What do? They work themselves up into the leadership. And that's why it's so important. That's why it's so important that we're careful and that we're discerning. And where does discernment come from? It comes from being in God's Word and the Holy Spirit teaching. And we become, as we walk with the Spirit, we become careful because the Spirit seeks to honor and glorify Jesus Christ. And so Ezra records here the very wise move, and I can just imagine all the naysayers. How can you folks do that? We need all the friends we can in this strange new place here. We need all the friends we can. Let's just work together. You can't work together with everybody because not everybody's on the same team. And they want to take your team and make it part of their team. And so you and I, as believers, and this call to worship, we've got to be careful because not everybody loves our Lord. Not everybody loves the Lord Jesus Christ, though they say, "We follow after your God. We worship Him since the days of Asher." You know, as He brought us back, we've been worshiping your God. But they weren't worshiping the God, and they proved it. How did they prove it? Because whenever they didn't get accepted, they worked immediately to weaken the hands of the laborers that were building the temple. They weren't there to help. They were there to hurt. And so may God give us wisdom and discernment in these days. Not everybody that says Jesus, Jesus is on the Lord Jesus' side. Their Jesus may be one of their own mind and manufacture. We need to be careful as God's people to stay in the Word of God so that we might have discernment to be able to see through the things that are being pushed today. Because if you're not careful, you'll fall prey and then you'll become a victim. You will not be a victor. You will be a victim of the wiles of the devil.